Just ahead from the International Gospel Hour, we examine a text called A Smorgasbord of Adulation, Exaltation, Thanksgiving, Commendation, Praise, Promises, and even more praise. Friends, you can't miss this. On the International Gospel Hour, stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you. Thank you for being with us today as we come to you with our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. You can find our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Please check it out and even leave us a message through our contact tab. You can also write us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. Or if you'd like, give us a call at 855-444-6988. Just tell us where you're hearing our broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. Psalm 119 is known as the longest psalm or chapter in the Bible. I'd like for you to hear some wonderful thoughts about God's wonderful word from Brother Gene Cooper. Psalms, the 119th division, hails as a star in the firmament of all the psalms. Upon a reading of Psalm 119, it quickly becomes evident that the psalmist through the Holy Spirit crafted a masterpiece. At your leisure, read Psalms 119, and there you will find an elegant and excellent work of art. Psalm 119 is a smorgasbord of adulation, exaltation, thanksgiving, commendation, praise, promises, and even more praise. A total of 176 verses, the longest chapter or psalm in the Bible, all of it is devoted to praising God's wonderful word. In Psalm 119, David the psalmist praises God for the wondrous works which God wrought through His wonderful word. Psalm 119 is called the alphabet of divine love, the paradise of all the doctrines, the school of truth, the saint's delight. Psalm 119 is called the Christian's golden ABC of praise, love, and power as it is relates to God's wonderful word. Psalm 119 is chocked full of zeal for the law of God. Psalm 119 is a passionate, impactful, prolonged meditation upon the true brilliance and all sufficiency of the Word of God. Psalm 119 is also a well-designed, graceful example of Hebrew poetry. Look in your Bible. There you will find Psalm 119 is divided after every 8 verses. The first 8 verses of the psalm begin with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The second 8 verses begin with the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and so on through the letters, or the 22 letters, of the Hebrew alphabet. Each section begins with a succession of letters utilizing all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. The psalmist literally and creatively celebrates the letter of the law. Just as a musical scale has 8 notes, likewise this song of praise, prayer, and pronouncement is designed in the form of a musical scale containing 8 notes or verses in each stanza. The high praise and admiration of this psalm is endless, and if warranted, I could continue to highlight the majesty, the might, and the magnificence of this psalm. But when I really think about it, some passages really don't need an introduction. The text preaches itself. My friend Gene Cooper concludes, all of Psalm 119 speaks to God's wonderful word. The author is so enamored and so gracious, he tells us consistently throughout this text about the goodness and the more than adequacy of God's wonderful word. Let's talk more about Psalm 119 in just a moment, but first, a few words from our Jay Webb.
We at International Gospel Hour appreciate our co-laborers at HouseToHouse.com, an outstanding website with topic research, free materials, and an excellent media section. Check it out today at HouseToHouse.com, and please request a free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart. May this be of aid in your studies.
Thankful once again for Brother Cooper and his kind remarks, such an awesome piece of writing that introduces our thoughts on the 119th Psalm. I'd like for us to go back and consider something that Brother Cooper said in his article, and I find this of interest in the consistency through the late Brother Wayne Jackson in his writing The Book of Psalms, or the article The Book of Psalms at ChristianCourier.com. Psalm 119, each section of 8 verses begins with a sequential letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This arrangement may have been intended to facilitate memorization. Now that's an interesting thought. And every verse except 3, and some say 4, mentions the Word of God in a synonym style, way, and flow, like the word law or precepts or testimony. Mentions the Word of God in one way or another. As I went through researching this psalm in a study, I came across that you could break down this psalm and the teaching of the Word of God in 3 main areas. And what is of interest, dear friends, is the 3 main areas of which this psalm would be broken down is how the Word of God completely carries forth. Now, as we think about this psalm and the 119th psalm and the power therein of this beautiful psalm, when you see the words laid out, and then you look at the entire Bible, and you look at how God spoke unto man, you find 3 main direction with God's Word. God's Word is authority to be instructed and then to be applied. God's Word is all authority to be instructed and then applied. Now watch how this happens. Of course, time will not permit us to read all 176 verses. But when you look in Psalm 119, you find to begin words such as law, testimony or testimonies, or the Word itself, Word, or words. 25 times we find the word law, which means to guide, teach, and instruct the right way. The word testimony or testimonies 23 times, to bear witness or ceremonies within the law that serve as a prototype, or an antitype rather, of that which is to come, the testimonies of God. The word there, a divine revelation, explained with authority, and it is ordered. It is truth on which we can bank and rely our faith thereon. So when you see the words law, testimony, or word, you find that true authority stands forth over and above, so we can count on it. Now, we are then instructed. Back to Psalm 119, we find on 18 occasions the word judgments or judgment. Righteous judgment is mentioned 4 times. To mean justice, to give full weight, and to be able to discern right from wrong and make the right decision. 2 times we find the word ordinances, meaning a ruling or a governing, or, if you will, a litigation, and it ties in with judgment or judgments. 5 times the word truth is there. That means a certainty and dependability of the nature of God revealed unto man. So not only is the word of all authority, but it is a word that instructs. It tells us how to judge, proper judgments, ordinances that enhance, and truth that is solid, of which we can hear and obey, which brings us to 3. Not only do we see a word of all authority, and then we are instructed, but we take it and we apply it, and it makes the change in our lives. How about the word precepts 21 times? It's a phrase that means to attend or to visit or to put in application the precepts, to apply them in our lives. The word statutes mentioned 22 times, meaning a path that we follow or is described how one should go, so therefore we follow that path. That's the application. We put it in action. Even the word commandments, what to do and what not to do in commandments, mentioned 21 times. You see, friends, when you look at Psalm 119, you find the strength therein that stands throughout all of God's Word. It is all authority, all from God. We are instructed, but not only to be instructed, but to take it and apply it. If we are instructed, but we don't put it into action, we are missing a lot of great blessings. Now, I mentioned earlier that three, maybe four verses do not mention the Word of God. Now, there's some debate within that. Do not use a synonym for God's Word. But the teaching of those verses bring forth the strength, the need of the authority, the instruction, the application. How about faithfulness in verse 90? Well, how can we be faithful unless we apply what we've been instructed from the authority? How good it is, verse 122, which strengthens us, and then verse 132, thy name, back to the authority. Repetition, repetition, and repetition. We are reminded throughout this psalm, all these synonyms show the power of the Word of God. And then we see renewal, 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 to see the end result of what the Word of God will do in our lives. Friends, we cannot but to help in our study of the Word of God. We want to pause, as we do in each broadcast, to direct you to a great study that will help you as you pursue truth. Here is our J-Webb with further details.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
Dear friends, we would love to help you with that study, so please reach out to our friends at World Bible School and enjoy that online study. And we're going to continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today for the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, very indebted to you for your work, and my indebtedness to you will say, please, let's keep studying and keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.